From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The White House says the U.S. delegation at a nuclear conference at the United Nations has walked out of a speech given by Iran's president. The White House says Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's remarks were full of wild accusations. The U.N. Secretary General opened today's conference with a direct statement to Iranian leaders, telling them to come clean about their secretive nuclear program. The chairman of energy company BP has promised his firm will pay for the cleanup of an enormous oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward says BP is responsible for the cleanup of the oil, but he added BP is not responsible for the accident that led to the huge oil spill. The White House says it's committed to pressing BP to pay for lost wages and other claims. United and Continental Airlines are merging in a $3 billion deal. NPR's David Schaefer reports the new airline will fly to nearly 400 destinations in 59 countries.
United will buy Continental in a stock swap deal worth close to $3.2 billion. The combined 144 million passengers carried a year would make it the world's largest airline in terms of passenger traffic, topping Delta, which became the largest after its merger with Northwest 2 years ago. The new airline will retain United's name and make its headquarters in United's hometown of Chicago, but its biggest hub will be in Houston, where Continental is now based. The merger still needs to be approved by shareholders of both airlines and by antitrust regulators in the Justice Department. Some of the airline's unions already warn that if this merger is to be approved, it cannot be done at the expense of workers at either airline. Airline officials hope to have the deal finalized by the end of the year. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
An Indian court has convicted a Pakistani man in connection with a deadly attack on Mumbai during December 2008. He now faces the death penalty. Two other accused Indian nationals were acquitted of involvement. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
For 3 days, Pakistani assailants rampaged through some of Mumbai's best-known landmarks in a brazen attack that brought India and Pakistan close to war. The assailants arrived in dinghies from Pakistan, from where India says the militant group Lashkar-e-Taiba had planned the assault that killed more than 160 people. Defendant Mohammed Ajmal Kasab was the lone surviving gunman. He was captured on a surveillance video carrying an AK-47 rifle as he strolled through Mumbai's main train station. There, prosecutors say he and an accomplice gunned down 58 people. The charge sheet against Kasab reportedly ran 11,000 pages. The Indian court found him guilty of all but a handful of 86 counts. Pakistan is also prosecuting Lashkar-e-Taiba militants in connection with the attack. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 156 points at 11,164. The Nasdaq is up 39 points. This is NPR. Federal investigators have found the registered owner of a vehicle filled with explosives and parked in New York City over the weekend. Officials say the registered owner is not a suspect in this case. A New York City police spokesman would not offer more details about the car's registered owner. The Nissan Pathfinder was crammed with fuel and firecrackers, batteries, and wires when it was discovered smoking Saturday evening. Actress Lynn Redgrave has died at her home in Connecticut after struggling with breast cancer for almost a decade. She was 67. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Lynn Redgrave's most famous role was originally offered to her older sister, Vanessa.
Hey there, Georgie girl, swinging down the street so fancy green.
But it's virtually impossible now to imagine anyone else as Georgina, the doe-eyed, chubby ingenue navigating swinging London in the 1966 movie Georgie Girl. Redgrave put on 14 pounds for the part.
I'm like the back of a bus and my face is too fat. My hair's like grass, I'm just a mess.
Oh, shut up, you're not.
Lynn Redgrave was later a longtime spokeswoman for Weight Watchers while juggling diverse roles on television, stage, and screen. She played Shakespeare and Shaw and the Happy Hooker. Up until the end of her life, she was a frequent guest on TV shows, nearly always seeming to have a marvelous time. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
A Michigan judge has ordered 9 members of a militia group to be released while they wait for their trial of plotting to attack the government. Members of the Hutari militia are accused of trying to commit sedition and attempting to use weapons of mass destruction. They're also suspected of trying to murder police officers. The militia members will be required to wear electronic monitoring devices. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.